Crossplay Time.
This is Ghostly Talk.
I am Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And this is the only paranormal. Well, actually, it isn't anymore.
Well, yeah, now it's one of two paranormal groups audio shows.
Yeah.
We're doing, well, I mean, there's the professional DJs and stuff like that, or the professional folks who have syndicated radio shows and stuff like that. And then there's us.
Yeah. And the no money people, I guess.
Yeah, the no money, low budget. Yeah.
We're on location, actually, tonight. This is like our first ever, like,
on location.
Off-site, like, remote location thingy show, whatever.
Yeah.
So obviously it's a taped show again.
Yeah, this is a taped show.
Most likely though, me, Scott L, will probably be on the computer like I usually am every single night of my life. So I will be on Yahoo Messenger. So just look for Ghostly Talk on Yahoo Messenger. If you do have any comments about tonight, feel free to hit me up with it and I'll talk to you about it.
Cool.
Because I know, Doug, you're going to be going out with DDPI.
Yeah, I'm going to be out with DDPI.
Yeah. So I'll be the correspondence guy for tomorrow night, so feel free. I'll still be on there and talk to people.
Yes. So that you know, we are right now live on location, although you don't hear us until tomorrow.
Yeah, you won't
right
be,
now, we're on location at the DDPI Evidence Party.
Yeah.
Yay!
Woo!
in the basement of DDPI HQ in Taylor, Michigan.
Yeah. We're having a great time here. My buzz is wearing off. we usually always have a pretty solid topic to talk about.
Yeah.
But we do have these kind of shows where we just kind of like,
kick
I don't
want
to say the word lazy, but we just say, you know what, why don't we just go with it, you know, on this night and see what happens. And usually that ends up being a pretty successful show for
a pretty interesting
times,
show.
We're real happy with it.
Well, in this particular case, you know, being at the DDPI Evidence Party and everything, it's got to be a little more laid back.
Oh, it's way laid back. For me, it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're sitting here in, what, recliners and things?
Yeah, we're in recliners.
Yeah.
I mean, this is very comfortable. Usually we're in the office chairs and we're hunched over with the cigarette smoke just clouding up around us to the point where, you know, I come home from your house. It's the only house I come home from where I take my T-shirt off and it's like...
Well, the haunted basement studios are not very well ventilated. That's all I can say. However, being at the evidence party is pretty interesting. I think we should talk about the actual evidence party itself for a bit.
Yeah, that would be a good thing to start with today. Now, we thought... Well, when Brian thought, whoever, I don't know who exactly thought about, who had the initial conception of the evidence
that
party.
That would be me.
Oh, it was you.
Yeah.
Because you're a card-carrying member of DDPI.
Yeah.
So, well, Doug, hey, all right. Everybody clap for Doug. Yay! So, all right.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm going to be giving you kudos all hour now.
All right. So,
but no, I don't know of any group, any ghost hunting group in Michigan or any, to tell you the truth. I'm sure there's groups that have, well, we've been to the bar a couple times with other groups, so we've done things like that. But I've never really heard of a group that took the effort off the idea to actually have an evidence party. Let's sit down, have a 50-50, have some, you know, make some burgers, have a couple beers or whatever your beverage of choice is.
A 50-50 is distinctly separate than a 40-ounce.
Yeah.
Those were earlier.
Which I won.
Yeah.
Which I won.
You won the 50-50.
$17.50. I'm richer today. Thank you.
Woo!
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. All right. You thought of it. Yeah. But I couldn't have done it without you, Doug. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I sort of forced you to do it. That I lost.
I couldn't have done it without you, though. So thank you, Doug, again. Doug. Hey, clever Doug. You guys' hands are going to be killing you by the end of the hour. But the idea of actually putting together an evidence party where people, you know, going out is one thing. It's a lot of fun. We've talked about it thousands upon thousands of times in the existence of Ghostly Talk. But, you know, we never talked about having, like, let's have a get-together. Let's eat some food. Let's have some drinks. And, like, look at some of the stuff we've done.
Yeah.
Because there's so many times where you go out with somebody. You go out with a group of people. And you get your pictures. You get your audio. And that's where it stays, is in your house. And that's it. And it's like, well, you know, the real cool ones, email to somebody.
Yeah, you email it or you put
or
it up
you
on a
put
web.
It out
yeah.
Or, yeah, you put it up on the web. But a lot of times there's like all this stuff that people just kind of keep in there and it don't surface sometimes. This is what the idea, I guess, of this party was supposed to, was going to be, or is actually, is that we're going to bring everything we got, put it together, and just take a look at it and see what's up.
And we ended up having a little bit of that, not as much as I had envisioned.
Yeah.
Well, because I had a few problems myself. I couldn't, my ROM, CD-ROM burner didn't work, so I had a bit of a problem with that.
And AdapTeq for you.
What?
Got a little AdapTeq.
Yeah, thanks, AdapTeq. Yeah.
Call me.
So, yeah, there were a few hitches here and there, but Steve brought a whole bunch of stuff. And yeah. We did get to see the video of Will's evidence the other night, and
poor Will.
So, we're doing it. We're watching the videos. We're handing out or looking at pictures, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that just emphasizes the whole fun side of it, though, a little bit. I mean, there is serious things going on with all the groups, I hope, that are in Michigan or outside of Michigan, the whole world around. But there is a fun side of it that people forget about sometimes, and we've talked about that a lot.
Yeah.
And this just kind of brings out the fun side, where people can get together and laugh a little bit. I mean, not like there isn't any laughing going on the field, but everybody can laugh a little bit, maybe get a drink on, have some fun. Well, I did.
You're not
well,
allowed to
you guys,
do that
but I did.
On GoFund.
My head's starting to hurt now, too, actually.
You're the one who brought the stuff.
Yeah,
you brought
I did.
The hard stuff, too. You hey, cleaned out your you cleaned
out
your
freezer.
Apartment.
Yeah, I cleaned out my freezer and said, hey.
Take this,
like rabid dogs, tear it apart, tear it to pieces, do whatever you gotta do with it. But it actually, it's nice to come and actually sit down and talk with people a little bit, you know, in the light. We can actually see how ugly each of us are now. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're in the middle of a cemetery or an abandoned.
Or by the cars.
Yeah. And it's dark out. The only time you see each other is when you put a flat, well, the million watt lamp flashlights that some of these people have that just blind. By the end of the night, I'm seeing stars literally, like I did last night. And. You know, it's hard to see people, so it's nice to actually see people in the light, which Will's a very handsome guy, I might add.
Yes, tell the ladies. we do have one good-looking fellow in DDPI.
Yeah. Oh, DDPI.
Yeah.
What about Ghostly Talk?
Yeah, well, yeah, but we're at the DDPI party.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, though, like I said, this whole thing emphasizes the whole fun side. I mean, that's what I like about it a lot. So, like I said, kudos, Doug. You thought of it. You're the man.
Well, I think this should happen more often.
Yeah, absolutely.
And have more folks and stuff like that. Right now is like prime hunting time, though, because it's coming up
coming
on
down,
October
coming
and
the end of
fall
it.
And stuff.
Yeah, Halloween's coming.
Yeah, whoo.
My favorite time of the year.
Well, actually, there's a whole lot of stuff coming up. I
you
mean,
tell.
Well, for example, I'm going to Felt next month.
Yep. So am I.
You are?
I thought I was.
Did you pay for it?
Nobody told me to pay for it yet.
Oh, okay.
I'll pay for it.
Well, that's between you and Brian.
Can I take like an IOU on this or something?
Yeah, that's between
Nicole?
You and Brian.
Yeah, I
got to
talk to Brian about that tonight, actually.
I paid Brian already. I'm in. I got my seat.
I just had to get in the moment. Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, because it's already paid for. You just got to reimburse Brian.
Well, I mean, $17.50, that's covered. No problem. All right.
We know that's good.
Sorry, Doug. I mean to.
I don't see how we're doing.
Chomp on your voice there.
Oh, we got 5 more minutes before the break. So.
Oh, okay.
Now I wanted to know. Well, actually, on the show also later when Brian's here, because like I said, this is a party, so people are in and out, going and coming, and there's everybody's everywhere.
Yeah, the strippers just left, didn't they?
Yeah, and Brian.
I didn't get my lap dance.
Maybe he's chasing her down the street, maybe. But they, they. So they what happens is that we've actually got some groundbreaking news or earth-shattering news.
Yeah.
When he gets back, we're going to be doing some news about you know, something something Ghostly Talk has followed for quite a while.
Yeah, so that's going to happen later on in the show.
Yep. So I thought I'd let everyone, you know. Don't tune out just because we're at a party.
I think that happens sometimes is like people will come on. And they'd be like, you know, they're thinking, like, we're going to talk about, like, I mean, well, a show like Ghostly Talk, you know, you think Ghostly Talk. We're talking about ghosts every weekend. We've been really trying to, like,
broaden
the whole basis of it. Keeping it paranormal. Keeping it strange. Keeping it weird. But, well, I mean, we did a show on the Cheops Pyramid, for example. And, I mean, that was, honestly, I mean, to be honest with you, that's one of my favorite shows.
I know. You've been really intense into studying.
Art Bell last night. Me and you were listening to it.
Oh, yeah.
My God. That's interesting.
Well, the first hour of Art Bell last night was about the...
Which was
also interesting. That's about Cydonia up on Mars or something. And that was, you know, groundbreaking news and stuff like that. So that was really interesting. But then he got into the Cheops Pyramid and that was
3 hours of that, and I was in my glory.
Yeah, that was an awesome 3 hours.
In my fatigue, like me dozing off on the way home, I was still like, sweet, sweet.
Cool. I don't know how. Ghostly Talk 4 hour, or we could not do a 4 hour Ghostly Talk. That would be like a marathon.
It would hurt.
I know that would hurt.
But no, I mean, we're trying. Obviously, we're trying to broaden the basis of what we're doing. Because I mean, I love talking about ghosts. I love talking about the paranormal. But I also like talking about theory, and so does Doug. And we've actually, you know, on past shows, in our narrow, how would I say it? We've actually theorized things ourselves, and that's what makes the whole field of paranormal cool. And Doug, you said this a while back that the studying the paranormal, which when you say paranormal, honestly, when you classify paranormal, I mean ghost hunting, spirit photography, any type of thing like that, that's obviously under the heading of paranormal. But
yeah, ESP.
Also, EVP. ESP is there too. I mean,
it's all paranormal, yeah.
But things like alien abduction,
cryptozoology.
But things like alien, studying aliens. I mean, that's something I'm really huge into. Or studying the pyramids. These are all things that are unexplained. There's places all over the planet that aren't necessarily haunted, but they're like the Bermuda Triangle, for example. I mean, there could be a ghost creeping around in there that takes your boat and pulls it underwater. I don't know what goes on. I'm not going there, to be honest with you. But these things all come under the heading of paranormal. That's why we think it's important. Well, not important, but necessary to talk about it.
Exactly. And, well, some of those things are Earth mysteries. I mean, they have classifications of paranormal.
But you did say one time, and this, I live by this now, is that studying the paranormal, we'll just say the paranormal, is the only field, well, one of the only fields that you can be an expert in. And still not know a damn thing about.
Yeah, definitely.
And you can sit there and you can argue all day long about it with somebody who thinks they equally know the same amount of information that you know, but
and
they just agree on one little thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, yeah, you can hang a plaque or print on your business card, you know, paranormal expert, and there you go.
I'm a paranormal. No, I'm not.
I do not consider myself an expert.
No, I can never. I don't want to be one.
There's too much. I mean, I know by doing Ghostly Talk how many things we talk about and how much stuff I've read on the internet, read in books and things like that. There's like, I've only even gotten a drop in the bucket.
Well, what I think is really flattering, though, too, about doing this show is that we've gotten a lot of email messages, smoke signals, whatever you want to call it, rocks through the window, message attached, you know, people going, hey, I need some help on this. Can you help us? We don't understand this. Can you explain it to us? And then we're going, we don't understand either, which it's very flattering. It's like people say, well, these guys are obviously doing a radio show about it, well, an internet radio show about it, so they have to know more than we do. Well, honestly, we've been saying this since day one of this show, that we're on the same label, like same level as everybody is, really.
Yeah.
We're learning just like anybody else.
We're trying to present it as best we can.
Yeah, we're just trying to like hone our talents in, technical and personal, I would say, to present it and kind of bring a voice, like you said, to all the web pages.
Yeah.
To all the books.
Well, that's the cool thing about this format, the audio format, is that pretty much anybody can get a website. Even Ghostly Talk can get a website. Everybody can get a website.
And
you know,
that presents problems.
Yeah, sometimes it's a problem. I mean, I can think of one in particular that should not have been allowed to get a website.
Dearbuster.com.
has that been on Something Awful yet or no?
No, God, what's up?
Are they on their honeymoon or something? I know he's
getting married.
Yeah, Rich is getting married, but I didn't know. He must not have checked his email yet. Cause
are we going to go into like a 15-minute rant on this again?
Okay, we're done with that. Anyway.
No, that's cool. So I hate that website. I think it's funny, dude.
Oh, it's awful. Anyway, so anybody can get a website. And you put your pictures up.
Yeah.
You make it a pretty color. You put a background. You put a background sound, you know, that kind of stuff. And some people actually do really well at it. For example, DDPI.net is phenomenal.
Well,
Brian must sit there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Brian's
when he's
one
not.
Hell of a webmaster.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the qualities that most companies, all companies actually, big companies that pay lots of money for people to go and do their web pages, that's the kind of people they want to sit in on that.
Oh, yeah.
He's the way that's going to spend the time and actually, we need an update now, yesterday.
Yeah, and he's like, I mean, you could sit there and refresh DDPI.net and have a different page. It's like he's always doing something to that site, except when he's, like, out on a ghost hunt.
Yeah.
Totally amazing site. And but anybody can get a website, and there are varying qualities. You know, DDPI at the high end, and
Ghostly Talk at the high end.
Ghostly Talk at the very high end. Yeah. No, actually, DDPI's site is much better organized. And then, yeah. But then, and then down at the low end, well, in the pit of hell of web
Demon
pages,
Busters.
You've got Demon Busters.
Demon.
So you know, anybody can have a website, but there's this format, the audio format, that is sorely lacking.
Yeah, totally.
I really wish that more, you know, ghost hunting sites, more UFO sites, you know, the webmasters of these kinds of sites
would
do a show like that.
I would love someone to, like, get a radio show solely about Egypt. Egyptology. I really would.
An Egyptology radio
show? I'm turning into a total pyramid geek. I know I am. It's not going to pull my interest. I mean, my interest in the paranormal is stronger than ever, but it's like a marriage now. Like, I'm married to two girls instead of one.
Well,
it's cool.
It's sort of related. I mean, because a lot of that stuff's unexplained.
I'm going to get my, like, little harem of, like, interests.
We're going to take a break, though.
Are we?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know how to do this, though, without actual equipment.
Yeah,
so.
We're doing this live, and we're working on the bare essentials. So just bear with us tonight. Hopefully everything sounds pretty good. But
yeah.
We'll be back in 1 second, okay?
West Michigan Ghost Hunters Society invites you to join us at the Felt Mansion. Visit us at www.geocities.com/WMGhost for details now.
And we're back.
Yes, we are again, like we said, we're on location here at DDPI headquarters tonight.
In the basement of DDPI HQ.
The first evidence party.
I think there should be more of these things.
Oh, absolutely.
And, I mean,
it's an absolute blast.
Yeah.
I'm having so much fun.
It's totally awesome.
But I'm drinking water now.
Good. Are you sure that's not straight vodka?
It's straight, yeah.
Yeah.
You caught me.
Somebody sniff that. Make sure it's water.
No, it's water. It's good.
I agree.
But the Diet Pepsi and Captain Morgan's was really good. Do you agree?
Diet Pepsi and Captain Morgan's. Okay. Whoa.
I never had Diet Pepsi and Captain Morgan's. I usually drink Coke with Captain Morgan's, obviously. But Diet Pepsi, you got me hooked on it now.
Well, that's all I have in my house.
Diet Pepsi,
yeah.
Hobo of the country. But Diet Pepsi and Captain Morgan's, for you drinkers out there, I mean, you know, we try to help out every walk of life, and here's you alcoholics. Try Diet Pepsi and Captain Morgan's. It's really, really good.
And it'll be good for your figure, too. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, look at me and Doug.
Look at us. We are svelte.
We're buff.
Yeah.
I mean, Diet Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi.
It's the fountain of youth.
Diet Pepsi did this to me. Well, I guess it would be the pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I eat so much pizza.
Pizza's so good, though.
But, yeah, so, okay, we are on location at DDPI HQ talking about, what, the evidence party itself.
Really is what we're doing. I mean, I just can't emphasize enough that, you know, I wish groups would do more of this. I mean,
well, there's so many, there's these phases, okay? Mm-hmm. First you have to, like, you know, join a group or make a group, right?
Yeah.
And then you start going out doing actual ghost hunts.
Yeah.
And doing your investigations. And then the hard part, the lonely part, you know, is going over the evidence. Because you take what? My maximum was 138 pictures. I took 138 pictures.
It's a busy night.
Yeah, and a couple hours of audio tape. And then there's other nights when I take hours and hours of videotape, when I used to videotape. And that's the lonely, boring part of it all, is doing, you know, going through the evidence. Because obviously not every shot is going to have an orb, a vortex, or an apparition. And not every shot, or not every tape is going to have any EVP on it.
Yeah.
It's just a long, tedious process. So if you could bring your evidence to a party,
yeah,
show it to a bunch of eyes, and say, you know, hey, you know, look at this. Do you see anything? And this is what it's about.
That's a very good thing to do. I mean, I mean, it just adds a little more fun to what you're doing. It's like Doug just said. I mean, It is probably the most boring part of the job, I would say. I mean, I'm sure all you guys sitting here could agree with that, too. Sitting there for hours on end, looking in your picture viewer on your computer, pushing the space bar, for like 3 hours. It just isn't my idea. And then, you know, having to retitle the files that you want to look at in depth more, it just tends to get a little, like, tedious.
Tedious.
And boring.
It becomes very boring.
Well, Will... Oh, Will's going to chime in.
Will,
though,
you actually get 35mm pictures, though.
Yeah, that's also the most some of the most exciting parts about it, because you're going through the pictures, you don't know what you're going to see,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden, boom, there's a vortex, or, you know, like, well, that's a weird orb, you know, and instead I have it here on house, which should be up on the DDPI board pretty soon, there's, like, a big purplish-white light at the top, and it streaks down. I have no clue what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was out there, it was dark, I was just taking pictures of the outside of the house. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, when you're going through the pictures, when you're going through the video that you know, you weren't able to see when you were out there, that's the most exciting part for me, anyway.
Well, I don't know, I find it, like, tedious, because... Their click,
it,
click,
it is exciting. Well, 35 millimeter. When you actually you have it developed, right?
Right.
Now I remember back in the days before I bought a digital camera. You know that. Well, you know, obviously a digital.
Modern
camera.
Ghost hunter. Yeah.
What?
You're a modern ghost hunter.
Yeah, but I know when I was using my 35 millimeter camera, it was a fun time because it was like, okay, I got 50 rolls of film here. It's going to cost me about $85 to develop it. You know, and it was very exciting to get it back, and then I find out I didn't get anything, and it's like, oh, God. I just spent $85 on a picture of a tree. Great. Picture of a bush.
And most...
A picture of grass.
Most
pretty grass.
Pictures are that. Yeah. Most pictures are normal.
Are you supposed to point the camera at tombstones there, Scott?
Well, no,
Or a picture of a tombstone.
Sorry, I had to.
That's all right. That's okay. I do. I point them at tombstones. Sometimes.
You play with tombstones?
I don't... Did I say... Hey, this is the Doug and Will show tonight. I'm going to
Well,
Am
you're
I
the
slurring?
Lucky winner.
Am I slurring?
You're the lucky winner tonight. It's your show.
Oh,
you actually won the 50-50.
17-50.
Hey.
I'm happy about that.
I think it's awesome.
That's getting me to work this week.
This is awesome. I need more evidence parties every week. Oh.
So do I.
Yeah, well.
Well,
you might sleep in every day. Yeah.
I don't sleep in every day.
Hungover.
No.
No.
I fell off the wagon last weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, I was clean.
That
was
Labor Day weekend.
I was clean and sober for like 4 months. You know that.
Yeah.
And then, like, the bad influences came in, rock and roll in one night. And then, you know, you guys the next night taking me to karaoke, Will.
That was my idea.
5 pictures later, we go stumbling out of the bar.
Yeah, I was straight.
I wasn't
that much.
I was a mess.
I had just as much juice, if not more.
I had one drink, that lemon drop thing.
What?
By the way, we all are of age, by the way. So,
yeah. Yeah, we're all well of age.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Doug.
So, but no more old man jokes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
So, all right. So evidence parties are cool. That's the basic...
Through all this, like the last half an hour.
Yeah, a half hour of evidence parties are cool. And what are we going to talk about until...
We're just going to fly this week.
The problem... I know, we're going to get so many emails. Yeah. Like, you guys spent a half hour just saying that you're at this evidence party. And we'll be like, well, yeah, that's all we really had to say, because Brian wasn't here yet.
Yeah, we're waiting for Brian, basically.
I know, I want a scoop. I want to get the scoop and put it on the air, and...
Well, you know, one thing I do want to talk about, though, which, I mean, I'm going to be laying this on you pretty much. There are a lot of things coming up, like a lot of activities to check out before it starts getting cold outside and we can't go out, which is going to be our big time.
Yeah.
Because when Ghostly Talk's going to really pick up a lot again, you know, as everybody's stuck in their houses, and that's when we have to really start working. Because we're the thing with new topics.
Oh, I know.
It's going to be completely fun.
Yeah, when everyone's stuck in their house in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Up here in Michigan, we get winter.
Yeah.
Snow. It's difficult to go anywhere. It takes twice as long. Mm. And we get winter. I know a lot of our listeners, most of our listeners are probably around here in Canada, but there's folks all over the world.
It never gets cold in Canada.
It always gets cold in Canada.
Sarcasm.
Oh.
So if anyone likes to fly
I'm not in front
Florida,
of my meter. I don't
really appreciate
yeah.
it. We would gladly accept any donations of plane tickets down to Florida.
Yeah.
We should say thank you to the people from... My mind's blank. We got that email today.
Oh, that was...
We should say
yes,
thank you.
As a matter of fact, because you were going to start, as a matter of fact, on the topic of things that are coming
up.
Yeah,
We should say it. We should thank these people.
Well, we need to tell... Yeah, what we need to do is we really need to give you some websites.
Yeah.
There's, of course, the Felt Mansion.
Yeah.
Their big thing is coming up in October on, like, the 26th or something.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole has not told me if there's still tickets left, but so, contact her.
What the heck is going on out there?
Whoa, we are at a party.
It's my yee-hawing outside of the house right now.
So Felt Mansion
Brian's
is
back.
www.geocities.com/WMGhost.
Yeah, WM Ghost.
And look into that. There's only that one date left.
Yeah.
Ohio State Reformatory is, that they're going to close up their season shortly. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be mrps.org. And then there's another group, Majda.net.
Yeah.
MAJDA.net.
Very cool site, by the way.
Awesome site. They do all kinds of stuff. They're the ones in charge, or they're the ghost hunting group that's attached to the West Virginia State Penitentiary.
Yeah.
So, and they have a schedule as well. They've got several dates coming up. So go to Majda.net. Look at all the stuff they're doing. They're also going to Cape Fest. Cape Fest is later on this month. So Cape Fest is obviously the Bell Witch celebration kind of thing, or convention.
Mm-hmm.
The Bell Witch convention. CapeFest.com?
Jesus, Brian, you're stomping up the stairs.
It's either CapeFest.com or CapeFest.org.
CapeFest.org.
It's an org?
I believe so.
Well, check. We're obviously not near near an internet-connected computer.
It's
Comer.org. So.
It's only three characters.
Yeah, it's Comer.org. So that's coming up in Adams, Tennessee,
uh-huh.
Right near Clarksville.
Yeah.
You'd have to fly. If you're flying in, you have to fly into, I think, Nashville.
Mm. Fly. Nashville International Airport. That's a very fun place to be.
The NIA.
The NIA gives it a real like military feel.
Ooh.
That's a pretty wild airport. I was there last year.
Not Doug. Doug was not at that airport.
They're nice. You think for Tennessee, because I mean I have family there. That's the only place in Tennessee that I know that the people are mean.
Really?
Well, they're mean as hell.
Oh, Southerners are supposed to be happy and fun.
I mean, I talked to like one of the what do they call them? The people at the counter. Somebody
Hare Krishnas.
They're at the counter now. Wow.
One of the counter service desk ticket sales.
Ticket agent.
That's a good formal term.
Okay, I like
important.
That. Yeah.
This lady had no time. I couldn't find my terminal that I had to go to, so I wouldn't miss my plane. Right, because I was going to Florida, and. Just to keep it simple, I mean, the lady, I was just like, I'm trying to find, like, gate 2A. You know, well, first of all, I guess I was in the wrong terminal because I was flying Southwest, and I guess I was in the, the Pan Am, whatever. I wasn't in Southwest. So I guess if you're flying on somebody else's airline, they get angry at you. Sorry.
There must be, like, rivalry then going on, between high school.
Well, yeah, they're throwing like gang signs.
Yeah. They're like really,
That's shootings. Yeah.
Let me see your ticket.
They flatten each other's planes, tires, yeah. And stuff.
Oh man,
I've seen it.
Yeah, no, and all at NIA, huh?
Yeah, it's all in the NIA.
Oh my gosh,
it's a battleground.
Dang.
How the hell? This bit sucks. We gotta drop this.
What?
This whole bit's going in the trash.
All right, we'll kill this bit.
Okay, but anyways, Doug, you were talking about...
I was trying to say the upcoming event.
I'm sorry.
And
we will keep it just for continuity's sake. Never let me drink before a broadcast again, please.
Okay.
Seriously, you got to, like, just take my car keys or... put me through
take
the
my microphone away.
Before the show. Go ahead.
So I you turned your mic off. Okay. So, yeah, I already talked about, like, the big highlights coming up. And then, of course, DDPI is doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know next weekend, Will, you're going to Ohio on the Ohio Whirlwind Tour of Ohio.
Our plan is maybe to go to Mudhouse Mansion. We've heard there's way too much cop activity there. But we're planning on going to Stonewall Cemetery, where there's an urban legend that if you walk around the wall of the cemetery, you got to climb up 6 to 8 feet. Walk around it 13 times counterclockwise, your soul gets stolen.
We don't think Frank's going to do that. Yeah.
You mean?
I'm game. I like to see them try to take my soul.
13
times counterclockwise. You're going to walk on top of the wall and walk around. I don't know how you're going to walk all the way across the top of the wall because there's a gate there, but I'm going to try.
And they take your soul?
Yeah, it's supposed to get trapped inside the cemetery. Your soul's supposed to be taken.
That would suck.
Yeah, but I'd like to see him try.
We should try and get somebody whose soul has been taken as a guest Ghostly Talk. Yes.
We'll
you need to come back after your soul's been taken.
Okay.
And be a guest on Ghostly Talk. So,
be careful.
Jeez. And then, so you're going to
talk about
that
a bad day.
Stuff. I know. And also that amusement park thing, right? Are you still doing that?
I don't know too much information on that. Brian would have to tell you.
Okay. Well, I know he's keeping it a secret because it's not one that's normally listed.
Right. It will be a location confidential.
Yeah. And then, so DDPI is doing that. And also DDPI is talking about, although the plans keep going back and forth, on going up north in northern Michigan.
For a camping trip, possibly going to Hike's Tomb in Sheboygan, Jenny Jenkins' grave.
In Union Corners, or what used to be Union Corners or something,
Possibly going to Omer Plains. There's, I'm sure we'll find like 1,000 cemeteries on the way that we'll take pictures at and things along those lines.
So there's yet an up north thing. There's Felt Mansion that DDPI is going to.
October 19th.
Yeah, there's all this stuff. Oh, man. This is a busy season.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Halloween's coming, too.
And Halloween. What are we going to do for Halloween?
I don't know. Well, Epic was talking about having a Halloween party, but I'm not sure what's all going on with that yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to work on something very cool. We
Halloween party won't actually be on Halloween. It'll be like the weekend before.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Halloween is, we're definitely got to, we have to do an investigation on Devil's Night and on Halloween.
There's no cops out on Devil's Night. We're in the Detroit area. Dang. I don't know.
Yeah, we really can't go to Detroit. They'll think we're burning stuff down.
Yeah.
The Angels Night thing they got going.
You have a couple of senior citizens beating the hell out of you with our canes. You don't want that, man. Citizens arrest!
One of those big purses.
So,
get back here, Stein!
We have to edit that out and put it.
What?
Get back here, Sonny. We gotta put that like pepper the show. You know, pepper that throughout the show.
Get back here, Sonny. But are there anything else?
That's the stuff that I know about.
Okay.
So
we should thank also while we have the time, because we have like a pretty free format right now. We should thank everybody on the message board too.
Oh yeah,
we're getting that thing's taking a beating right now. Also, we're getting people posting all over the place.
I know it was down the other day though.
It was down today.
I put it back up.
Okay.
Yeah, before I came here.
So I tried going into it and I'm clocking. Thanks,
yeah.
Comcast.
Well, no, that was me.
No,
all my fault.
We've been getting a lot of activity on the message board. We've been getting a lot of good feedback. Lots of show ideas, too. That's why after this week tonight,
we got to study up on the Bellwitch.
Yeah, next week. Yeah, we should announce that. in our uncharacteristically, we're going to tell you what's going on next week. Usually it's like,
when's going to be on next week?
And we're like, well, honestly, I don't know yet.
Yeah, we usually don't know until 1 or 2 days before.
Yeah, and that's when we start studying up.
Finally. Mr. Brian's
in the house.
Of DDPI is back.
Yeah, so thank you for everybody on the message board, though. Thank you very much. We appreciate
thank you very much.
All the ideas, and we are going to work on all that stuff. Basically.
And we're
going to
work on.
And we've been getting a lot of hits on the Bell Witch, basically. So we thought that'd be best to get on top of that immediately. So next week, for sure, we're going to be talking about the Bell Witch. So tune in for sure, because it's going to be probably a pretty cool show. And hopefully we will. What's
going on? Brian's whispering Sweet Nothings in Doug's ear.
Well, what we would like...
Sweet!
Oh, man.
Yeah, site? Did I stay on the mic? Oops.
Did you just film ghosts?
Yeah.
Come on, I'm young. I'm strong.
And that's not what we're talking about. Ghostly Talk.
I'm sorry, the mic was on.
This
what?
Is Ghostly Talk.
That's what I was told. I was told about that.
So anyway,
this show.
Me and Audacity are going to have a little party of our own. Yeah.
Yeah. Brian's back.
Brian is back.
Brian's here,
and we would like to ask him. This is the big groundbreaking news. This is news. I desperately want to know the scoop on Savage House. I heard something up about that.
Well, I was at Savage the other day, and I talked to a Middle Eastern gentleman that lived across the street now for 36 years. He's been there through all that had supposedly gone on there. He did verify that in 1991, there was a murder-suicide there. It was a family that lived there with three children. The guy shot his wife 16 times with an assault rifle, turned the gun on himself, and shot himself.
16 rounds?
16 rounds went into... That's what they... That was the official finding.
Yeah.
She was shot 16 times. He also verified... We had heard rumors and a couple people that had been there had felt that a child's presence was felt there. And he also verified that a child was killed on accident in the field behind Savage. Maybe he didn't know. The guy wasn't real talkative. I mean, I had to pry it out of him.
So he was somewhat.
He was very nervous being on the property.
Really? Oh, he was on the property
with
you?
Yes, he was
you.
On the property with me. He came to see who it was because he called the police on me.
Oh.
Which was stupid, sort of, in a way, because if you're calling the police, let them handle it.
Yeah.
You know, don't go walking up. He didn't know who was there. You know, and he was concerned that, I guess, a lot of partying has gone on since we released the location of Savage on Ghostly Talk a few months back.
Mm-hmm.
And the house has been vandalized pretty much, and a bunch of jerks have... This
edit,
isn't the
edit,
DDPI
edit.
Show.
We get to do our first, like, mid-show edit. That's
yeah,
cool.
We're going
to
do...
I need to put it backwards.
I'll do it like Drew and Mike. A bunch of assholes. And they said that... he said the police told all the surrounding neighbors to call them if they see anybody approaching the property,
okay.
Entering the property. Anyways, to get to the short of it, Savage House will be demolished by mid-October. I also found out that the property line is 40 acres. And it has been sold to a single gentleman that works, I guess, in selling it to a development firm. And it's going to be turned. The property is going to be turned into a condominium complex or an apartment complex. He did verify that a child did die in the backyard. He didn't verify how. You know, it could have been fallen from the barn that's still standing. Who knows? So we're not even going to speculate on it.
Now I did. Now the few times that I went there with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Statistically speaking, people who said they saw something,
mm-hmm.
whether they did or not,
we're not
said
the judge.
They saw a short figure.
Yes. But they also have said that the short figure was very stocky in form. And I think that seed was planted in everybody's head by Jessica, Dawn's sister at Gosu, when she was sort of giving us a briefing on different religions. In the possibility of that house being used as a voodoo house.
And, there was a rumor or something that there was a cult who lived there.
I also found out from the gentleman who remains nameless, don't go searching him out because he doesn't really want to talk about this or he's not real, you know, big on it. In the 70s, 23 people occupied that house at one time.
That's not a very big house for 23 people.
23 people being... I mean, there's three bedrooms, basically, an
the
attic and a basement.
The basement's huge, though.
Well, 23 people is sort of like a commune, almost, if you think about it, in a house like that. And maybe that is where the legend or the rumor of the cult came from.
Uh-huh.
But the police were called on those people to have them leave that property. They weren't renting it. They weren't paying any rent.
They were squatting.
They were squatting.
Oh.
And when they left and the police went through the house or when the police went through the house when they first came on the initial visit, they did find books dealing with black magic. So
there...
That was from a Van Buren police township officer.
So there may be some kind
be some kind of weight behind the fact that a cult did live there, whatever exists there.
And perhaps performed rituals.
Performed,
but
possibly.
Although the existence of books in the house does not necessarily mean they
it. There's satanic, there's cult, there's black magic books at libraries that deal with that subject. So, I don't know, that's a breaking news. Anyways.
It's very sad. But also it's sad what happened to the house since we talked about it.
Yeah, unfortunately, that does trouble me a lot.
It's sad that people can't respect...
Well, it troubles me and Doug as broadcasters because we thought in our hearts, and I know you did too, we thought in our hearts that by doing what we did on that show, we were going to help. Maybe
we were letting people know where something might be
something
possibly
research,
going on
to
go
to
and
research,
investigate.
Something to document, something that you can, if you have a true interest in the paranormal, to check out. And I can say firsthand that I've been there since we did that, and there has been, I mean, the vandalism has increased exponentially. So honestly, I mean,
we got an email through DDPI at the website, by the way, www.ddpi.net, shameless plug, and Cowboys from Hell, baby. And,
we already plugged your website while you weren't here.
Oh, well, okay.
Don't
we talked
about it a lot.
See how nice we are?
Thank you. Doug is a member of DDPI. Scott is an honorary member, and Doug is sort of like our PR man and also our male cheerleader. Since he did post on the message board about give me a D, give me a D.
I did do that, didn't I? Oh, man.
Anyways, we through DDPI, we received an email from a kid who, was it our site or was it through Dawn? That he, it started through Dawn and it sort of highlighted at our site about a kid who remained nameless for now who takes responsibility. And he did mention certain things that have been done to the house.
Yeah,
that are definitely pointing the way of, you know, him actually doing them.
As far as vandalism?
Vandalism.
My big question is why?
Why would he say that?
Exactly. It's a tough thing. It's probably a high school kid that has no life, no girlfriend, sits home, plays video games 24/7, and goes out and spray paints every once in a while and thinks he's a badass.
Well, that's all I know is
the high school and the spray painting. And
he best not run into you.
Well, if you know who you are, and we know who you are, and just don't let us catch you there. That's all I'm going to say. Because, you know, the police arrest you, the police ticket you, the police fine you, the courts fine you.
Yeah.
What we're going to give you isn't payable.
No.
And it isn't probationary periodable either.
It's like $500 or something, isn't it?
I think you'd rather pay the $500. So anyways.
Yeah.
Fortunately, me and Doug really aren't. I don't think we'll really be quite as brutal as DDPI will be. But I do, like I said, we do find it ourselves. We can all agree on that. That's a troubling thing. That, you know, we are trying to do something good here.
Exactly.
And it affects our credibility and yours also.
We were hoping for people to go in, set up their equipment, because people have, you know, vastly different equipment and different techniques and different methodologies, and try and get something. Get the shadow figure on film. Get the little gnome figure guy on film.
Exactly. That's why when we did release the location that I felt that it was a good time, since we had already done a pretty thorough investigation.
Yeah.
And I thought that it would be worthwhile sharing it with people that were also interested in this for documentation and research, not for going out destruction and vandalizing and, you know, flexing muscles that aren't really there.
Yeah,
The one thing I want to say, though, is people think a lot of people that have met us throughout different investigations of ours probably have a pretty much idea of us being thug-like. And I just wanted to say that we do take this very seriously. We are pretty sarcastic. We do joke around a lot. We do laugh a lot. We do raise a little hell now and then. But we do take this seriously. And when we do go out on an investigation, it is for our documentation and research. And back to Doug. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. We really appreciate that.
That's a breaking story. Well, it's now broke, and unfortunately, let's see. We have to take another break.
Let's take another break?
Yeah.
I think we blew over 15 minutes.
I think so, too.
15 minutes ago.
So we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
It's paranormally scientific. It's ghost and talk.
And we're back.
We are back. The DDPI evidence party.
Yes. Our first ever remote. I don't want to call it a remote.
Well, yeah, we're not actually live. We're...
Well, that's the cool thing about internet radio, though.
Oh, I know.
Because we can do cool stuff like this.
Yeah.
You know, and we can get away with it, basically. But no.
I would like more folks to be doing internet shows like this.
Yeah, so if you're out there, and, like, if your group has, like, some type of convention, maybe, or you know of one, or you have, maybe there is groups out there that do things similar to this. I don't know.
because there's so many ghost hunting groups out there.
Well, there's ghost hunting, but there's also, I think, related topics. There's, you know, UFOs.
Yeah.
There's conspiracy theorist groups. Yeah. There's...
I'm sure we could probably do something like this similar to this at another location, too. And it'd be totally great. So if you have a party or a get-together going on or a convention of some sorts, a small convention, I don't know, feel free to contact us. Ghostlytalk at ghostlytalk.com. We have that up and running, don't we?
Yes, that works.
Ghostlytalk at ghostlytalk.com now. And let us know. And if you would be interested in having us out, we'd love to come out. I mean, it ain't going to cost you anything. And it's pretty much free PR for your group, too. So
oh, yeah.
We're basically here just to help out and have fun. That's really the gist of it. So going back to Savage House, though, for a second. I mean, we have discussed this before about the vandalism issue. And I do think it's important to emphasize that, I mean, we won't be able to do something like that ever again, I don't think.
No.
I mean, we can't, because we can't take responsibility for something like that.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brian. Go ahead.
It's forcing us, now that we realize that things like this occur from us releasing locations,
yeah,
that we are going to keep the location of future findings,
yeah,
confidential to within the group and,
yeah,
to within people we trust.
Yeah.
So when you see it on the website confidential, you know, don't get mad and say, you know, we're hiding something out or we haven't really been there. The reason behind it is we just don't want everybody going there trashing the place.
Yeah, unfortunately, well, this is the case of Savage House.
Yeah, and we had to learn the hard way, even though Dawn of GhostZoo.com has been doing that for quite a while. So she must have learned the hard way as well. So I guess every ghost hunting group that, you know, does websites and puts locations of their investigations and their findings, eventually they learn the hard way that that you just can't release that information.
When I first met Dawn and started emailing her, you know, and asking her for locations, she was sort of hesitant,
yeah,
in giving me those locations due to the fact that, you know, people get them and go out there and, you know, desecrate, vandalize, and all that.
Well, that's just good business. It really
but
is,
as she, you know, grew to know us,
yeah,
you know, we exchanged lots of information and, you know, helped each other out quite a bit on locations. But as for people just emailing me out of the blue asking us about a location, no more. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, can't. I mean, and the, I mean, that's being presented in the nicest manner possible, too. It's not like going, booyah, you ain't knowing anything. It's just really, it's about. I don't want to be responsible for somebody's a piece of property, we'll say, myself, as a broadcaster. I know Doug feels the same way, being destroyed. I don't want to be responsible
for
that.
Well, fortunately for us, this particular one, the Savage House.
Yeah.
Is just going to be torn down anyway.
Well, yeah.
But we didn't know that at the time.
No.
We didn't know that until tonight. So so fortunately, it's going to be torn down. And that, so, you know, whatever damage has been done has just been done. But it's so sad that, you know, we had to make a policy.
To keep these,
yeah,
you know,
to keep things secret.
You know,
yeah.
So people don't go and act the fool. You know, then we feel, you know, even though we aren't responsible for other people's actions,
no,
you know, we still feel, I know I do myself feel that if we went to gave away the exact location, that house would still be pretty much how we found it because...
Yeah, regardless of it being torn down.
Exactly.
It still would be intact with all the,
yeah,
spray paint.
And we could still be doing...
Without the unnecessary, you know, people go through and when you investigate, you know, I'm sure stuff gets moved around. You know, and things aren't exactly in the same spot
no,
where you found
yeah, yeah.
them. But, you know, as for spray painting, vandalism, breaking windows, we've seen, you know, empty beer cans there now, condom wrappers.
Yeah, if I may say something, that's another issue that really bothered me last time we went to that house. And I know we all kind of got a laugh out of it a little bit, but it really made my stomach turn. And if you know what I'm getting at here, when we did go to the Savage House last time, we went to the front, as you walk in the back door, and it would be the first bedroom to your right, outside of the kitchen. On the bed...
Okay, that is the room that the neighbor confirmed that the murder-suicide happened
in. Yeah, but in that bedroom, somebody decided to...
defecate.
Yeah, relieve themselves right on the bed, which just... I mean, I'm going to hit a little... I guess I'm going to go into a little bit of a rant here. I mean, animals do that.
okay? And, I mean, I didn't take a stool sample and try to find out what type of animal or whatever laid it there, but, I mean, obviously, it was somebody did that. I mean,
that's the same category, basically, like, you know, is like, you know, people go to, you know, cemeteries and, you know, urinate on graves or, you know.
Which is just asinine.
Going number two in a ditch, you know, something like that.
That's absolutely
disgusting. You know, it's unnecessary.
I know.
You know, it's disrespectful if you're within grounds of where possible activity does go on.
That's like your number one rule of ghost hunting. It's the number one rule. Look, you know, I know our bodies work in a certain way, and when you gotta go, you gotta go. I understand that. But, God, find a gas station.
Exactly.
Find a gas station, for God's sake. I mean, please.
Normal people don't carry around, you know, a trunk full of rags, you know, to help out people. You know, I mean, we ran into some crazy things that you would never expect. But we've also ran into things that where kids have just totally disregarded any kind of human decency.
Yeah.
You know, and I get the feeling that somehow, some way, they will be paid back in the future.
Well, karma.
Whether it be from getting busted.
Karma, again. Exactly. That's the second time I've talked about karma.
Whether it be
heard getting
about busted
karma
for trespassing, or whether it be from something following them and, you know, interrupting their life or lifestyle, or I believe seriously it happens. Or,
I mean,
running into us in a dark lot.
See,
that would not be healthy.
Seeing that, though, that really just put the hook in me. I mean, I just don't like looking at things like that. I mean,
well, there's no point. There's no reason you should have
and
to.
That's gone now, isn't it?
No, it's still there.
It's still there?
Oh.
Did you see it, Frank, today? It is still there? Two of our members went to Savage today to get some outside footage, you know, in the light, because we've very rarely been there.
Uh-huh.
We have been there multiple times, but never really filming, you know. And we did get some excellent footage today of outside the house, you know, to remember it by, because it was one of a kind of a house.
Uh-huh.
You know, and the activity that's there, whether you agree with me or not, that it is there, is definitely...
Definitely, like, the first time I went there with you guys, I did tell you, and I remember this to this day, you asked me, you know, what do you think? What do you think, man? And I'm like, I get a feeling of stress. And honestly, the longer I do this, I mean, this won't been a year for me and you working together pretty much. The longer I go, the more in tune I get. My senses are in tune, but at the same time, my senses are still on Earth here.
Exactly.
Which
rationalization.
And I'm trying. So I don't. Every time someone's like, I see something over there. Well, I'm really sorry, but I'm looking at it with my eyes right now, and I don't see anything. I'm getting myself into that. But I can confirm with you that the first night I was there, you asked me, hey, what do you think, man? What, are you getting anything? And I'm like, honestly, I get a feeling of stress. Stress, as in just stress.
We've been there so many times. Were you there the night when we were, I know Doug was, conducting the Q&A in the living room, in the ceiling?
Yeah, I was there.
That, to me, was a total sign of something actually.
Oh, that startled everybody in the room.
And nobody was near that section of the room. And nobody was upstairs. And we've been upstairs 100 times and nothing's ever fell.
The amazing part about that was the timing.
Exactly.
I mean, it's an old house.
And Brian says, show me a sign, and crash.
That's what made that experience what it was. Is, I mean, it's an old house, it's falling apart, and things fall from the ceiling.
True.
It's an old house. But
the timing.
You have to take our words for it, that we were standing right in that room, pitch black, no lights on, going, if there's somebody here or something here, please give us a sign.
I got another instance real quick, and then...
Oh, go ahead, please.
We were walking out the back door one night of Savage. There was a group of, like, five of us. We had been in there, and I don't think anybody had really had an experience in there that night. And we were leaving through the back door, and we were standing by the vestibule that leads upstairs and downstairs. And I was saying, thank you, you know, and I hope we didn't disturb anything. And I said, if you are here and you can hear me and you wish to tell us something, and my exact last words were, give us a sign. And within 2 seconds, a bottle that was placed on the table that we had placed there, you know, doing a little cheap, you know, test of seeing if anybody was in there, if anybody's moving things around. We placed it about 6 inches from the edge of the table. It did move and fall off the table. There was nobody near the table. Everybody was at least 20 feet from it. So that's why I say that house, it's a shame that it's going down, because in my 4 years of doing this, that's the best house I've ever seen.
You know what, though, what would be very interesting as far as, like,
after the fact, when they do tear the house down and they build these condos there, it'll be very interesting to go back there regardless. You guys know the grounds very well. I know that. And you guys know exactly pretty much where that house once sat. It'd be interesting to go back there and check it out. Yeah.
Is happening to the new tenants of the new complex.
Unless that part becomes a parking lot and they put it back
in the
40.
We've also witnessed the shadow person in the backyard.
That's another thing. Yeah, I don't think I'd want to be hanging around the parking lot of this new condo complex at night with a shadow person wandering around.
Now, people that have vandalized this place, you know, have totally just basically disrespected the house, disrespected the paranormal world, disrespected
DDPI, and disrespected Ghostly Talk.
Exactly. And I know Ghostly Talk, both of these gentlemen are very rational, very sane-minded individuals, utmost gentlemen. Well, DDPI isn't all the time.
I don't know. I think you guys are absolutely serious at what went out
on
hunt.
We are serious, but we also do have tempers.
Mm-hmm.
And most of our crew aren't the kind of people you run into in alleys.
Right.
And I'm being dead serious. I'm not blowing my own horn, but I know my temper, and I know how serious I take this, and I know if I find somebody doing something like that, I'm just going to blink out, flat out.
It isn't. I mean, I feel very sorry for the person that actually did that. Really do.
Well, the person is obviously disturbed.
This investigation thing is very, I take this seriously.
I know about Savage House. I mean, when I met you guys, you and Frank, the enthusiasm level was off the scale. And I'm like, well, geez, what's going on here?
Well, at the time, DDPI, it was a new club, even though you guys have been doing it for a while, but it was a new, group.
It was the first time we organized it.
Yeah, and it became organized, and then all of us, and they're like, we got something to show you.
Yeah.
And it's like, and they were absolutely totally geeked about it. We got something to show you, and they did, because it blew my mind away.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, Savage House is something to show. Yeah, I mean, that is like
very, very interesting find. It really was.
And now that we got the confirmation from this gentleman across the street that's been there for 36 years, I mean, so if you date that back, that's what, 1966? Yeah, 1966, he moved into the neighborhood. So he's seen 66.
1, 2, 3.
36 years. You're a teacher. I was taught by people just like you. And this guy has seen it all pretty much that's gone on there. And I'm sure he's witnessed a bunch of, fools playing around there. And he's seen cars coming in and out. But when we did first find his house, like in the archive of your Ghostly Talk, you can go back to that if you want to hear about when we first found it. And it was untouched. It was unreal.
How long had it been standing vacant?
Did
he say, or did you ask?
The police said it's been a few years.
A few years.
Okay, the murder-suicide was in 91. We originally thought that it was in 93. That's what we originally was heard or read or, And it did happen in 91. And nobody there would confirm the story of the gentleman running down the street in his underwear. The last tenant.
So nobody knows about that particular incident.
All the guy across the street said was the last tenants was a family, and one day they were there, and one day they were gone. And that wasn't the murder family, suicide family. That's all they would say. It was almost that mentality like when you go down to Louisiana and you want to talk about voodoo, how they shy away, away and they sort of turn their back on you and tell you to get out of there. That's basically the, feeling I got, that I was asking about something had no business,
But that would be the last family, the last tenants, would have been the family that up and left all their stuff, including stuff in the refrigerator.
House has clothes hanging in the closet.
Clothes hanging in the
has
closet.
Food in the fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've talked about that 1,000 times, how much we're blown away by that.
There's a toothbrush, and still in the toothbrush holder.
Yeah.
There's a towel hanging over the bathroom shower curtain.
So these people left in a hurry.
Yeah. It just amazes me that a house,
it's almost like a UFO came down and just took them.
Yeah. I mean, it still amazes me, because we talked about that one night when we were driving around. I'm like, how can these houses, there's more than one.
Oh, yeah, the Tower House. Huron House.
That place is that's a boarded up, that's no trespassing, basically. I mean, that house is boarded up, though. But this house
Huron
is wide
house?
Open.
No, Huron House is
not boarded up.
Huron House is boarded up. The only, Huron House.
Well, it's boarded up, but I think you're thinking of the one on the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one you
Haggerty
can't
House.
Get.
Haggerty House?
Haggerty House.
Huron House is the house that we tested the durability of the door.
Yeah.
And it was weak.
But Savage House, basically it's wide open.
Thanks, Frank.
It was basically wide open when we came there. I mean,
back door is wide open.
Wide open.
With the skull on it.
Yeah.
Check out the website.
You just walk in there and find all this cool stuff, which is there. That Iron Maiden poster is still there.
It's going to go.
I'm not taking it. Oh, God. Temptation. That's the raddest Iron Maiden poster I ever saw, man.
It might be the haunted item.
I'm not taking it. I can't do that. But it just still blows me away that this house just sat there for so long and nothing happened. I mean, there was nobody coming, well, until now, nobody came through the house. And okay.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I was away for 1 second.
I do feel compelled to tell one thing, though, because I know we're at the top of the hour here,
yep.
And we're going to have to sign off here. You ever notice that I would, like, you don't say exit things anymore? I always say log off.
Log off?
I think I log on to every single thing in my life now.
Computer jargon has taken over your life.
I don't refer to myself as my screen name yet. I mean, that's when you're a real computer.
That's not even third person. That's fourth person.
Yeah. The next level.
We were speaking about experiences through this whole show a little bit, you know, with all the stuff. We actually talked about a lot of things.
Yeah, we did.
We got a lot done. I'm very happy about that. Now, the first ghost hunt I ever went on were with you.
Right.
And Beth, my friend. Because
you went, your first ghost hunt was a miserable experience.
Yeah,
we've been through
that. Anymore. But, honestly, like I was telling Brian about Savage House, I got a feeling of stress. And I really don't get that I don't really ever really get an impression like that. I mean, and I'm not a psychic by any means. I'm not clairvoyant in any way, but I did get I got a stressed out feeling when I walked in there. Experiences. I don't think I've ever really talked about this before. Have I, Doug? Tell me if I have. Okay, slap me in the head if I have. The first ghost hunt I went on with you, we went to Ruby Cemetery.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I don't know if you remember when me and Scott, drummer in MFPS, www.teammfps.com.
Good plug.
We're plugging everybody tonight.
We rock.
Me and Scott from my band and our friend Beth. And we were walking out of the cemetery. And this is when we were leaving. We were just getting out of there. We had a great time, whatever. And me and Beth and Scott were walking, next to each other, just talking. It was very dark, very cold, and we were walking out. And it was a gravel road that was going out of the cemetery. And this is probably the only thing that I've really ever experienced that I was like, something was going on. Because we're walking along, and it's a gravel road, mind you, but I mean, we're just you're in a cemetery, it's quiet, we're trying to be as quiet as possible, keep the lights down, so we're just walking along, and we're talking very lightly, and all of a sudden we hear behind us somebody kick the gravel up, to the point where we actually turned around and looked, and there was no one there. I don't know if any of you people out there have ever had anything similar happen to you. It'd be great to hear it. So feel free to email us at ghostlytalk@ghostlytalk.com. But I have talked to you about that particular experience, haven't I, Doug?
Yes.
That's probably hands down. Now, maybe it was nerves, because it was the first real official ghost hunt I was on. But you can ask Beth and Scott. Maybe we'll bring them on one night and talk to them about that. You never know. But we all turned around and said, hey, who was that? And everybody was at the cars.
Yeah.
No, there was no one else there. Tell us what you think. Yeah. Tell us what you think. Did something like that happen to you? Something similar like that happen to you? We would like to know. Emails.
Listener experience. We've already gotten several emails of listener experiences.
Which I was talking about that also. We were talking about maybe doing a show around that. Just compiling all that stuff together, putting it on paper, and reading it off on the air.
We're out of time.
We're totally out of time.
Yeah.
Next week.
Next week is what, Bell Witch
Week? The Bell Witch. We're going to talk about the Bell Witch, yeah.
Just in time for the upcoming case.
Yeah, so for you people who like more consistency with Ghostly Talk, who don't always like these kind of shows where we're like, well, we're just going to kind of wing it for an hour and see what happens. We know that bothers some people.
Well, winging it with DDPI is always interesting.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
We've kind of done it, like, indirectly 2 weeks in a row here.
Yeah.
So we enjoyed it, but we're going back into the meat
the heavy stuff next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, the learning, the studying. Eyes bleary, looking at the computer screen,
I have to go back to school
studying.
Again this week. Oh, yeah. Great. Oh, no. So, yeah, I'm Matt. No, I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And this was Ghostly Talk.
And listen up, 7 p.m. Sundays.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from The Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835.